This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts with F5 Networks. Today, we have as our guest back again, Alan Murphy, who's a technical marketing manager at F5. Today, we're going to be talking about PCI. It's the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. Alan, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure.
Now, Alan, F5 has been associated with this PCI DSS requirement 6.6. Let's talk about what that is and why F5 fits into that.
PCI 6.6 is one of the specific requirements in a list of 12 requirements for PCI, all of which have their own sub-requirements and sub-sub-requirements. It's a pretty elaborate policy engine, for lack of a better term. But 6.6 specifically covers the portion of PCI that deals with user access to applications that store data. So 6.6 says that a customer who has to comply to PCI has two choices. One, they can implement an application firewall in front of their application to protect the data and the transient interactions that users have with that application, or they can implement an annual code review process. And the annual code review process says that every year a PCI auditor or some type of application vulnerability testing company has to come in and scan their applications and look for active vulnerabilities, and the customer has 1 year to fix those vulnerabilities. It's a cyclical process if the customer goes down that path. If they choose the other option for 6.6, which is the web application firewall, they only have to implement that once, and they just have to keep it current and in place in front of that application so that it's providing constant and real-time protection for the application. And for 6.6, where we fit in is we have the application firewall, which is ASM, or Application Security Manager, that can sit in front of that application and provide security from day one immediately, which allows the customer to meet 6.6. And at the same time, they can still go to their application backend and do vulnerability scanning and penetration testing and fix the app, but the application firewall provides that protection from day one.
Let's talk about this idea of artificial competition between these two sides of approaching the problem.
That's an excellent question. 6.6 is a great requirement for everybody in application security because it kind of pushed the idea that applications need their own level of security to the forefront. Through PCI, which is a non-government mandate, so again, that really helped us in the private sector. One of the downfalls to PCI, specifically 6.6, is that it makes companies choose one of those two options I just mentioned. So they either need to choose an application firewall, or they have to choose an application vulnerability scanning solution that reoccurs every year. Larger companies that have the finances and have large security departments are going to be able to implement both, and actually that's what we strongly suggest, is that you go ahead and get an application firewall, put it in place, and then work on the code scans on the back end. Unfortunately, for smaller corporations, and PCI breaks those companies out in a tier structure, tier 1 through 4, tier 1 being the largest, tier 4 being the smallest. For smaller groups, like a tier 4 vendor, they're going to have tighter budgets, and they're going to have to choose between the application firewall route or the annual code review route. And unfortunately for us, that's put us in a situation where we have to compete with those dollars with companies that we normally love to work with. We love to go out and sell a solution that works with an application firewall and a code scan on the back end. But if there's only a limited budget from a Tier 4 vendor, or Tier 3 vendor, they really have to choose and say, okay, we can only do one. And that's kind of created this idea that you mentioned of artificial competition, where we have to compete with a complementary technology just because we're going for the same budget.
Now, can we break down this PCI DSS requirement a little bit more and some of the compliance that is involved with that? It's not just the 6.6 requirement, but there's much more.
No, absolutely. There's 12 total requirements in PCI, and the requirements cover everything that has to do with handling or processing or transacting credit card numbers. So if you're a vendor that accepts credit card numbers because you're a retail outlet, or you authenticate credit card numbers against a bank, for example, so you're just a processor, or you store any part of that credit card number, even though we know we're not supposed to store the entire number, if you have any access into the credit card processing system, you have to adhere to PCI. And PCI, being broken down into these 12 individual requirements, cover various steps in that credit card processing lifecycle. So they're going to cover how to accept the credit card, how to transact that credit card number over a telephone wire or a public network like the Internet, how to store it, how to authenticate it. Every single step that's involved with looking at a credit card number falls into one of these 12 requirements. And the requirements are broken down into particular tasks. So, for example, there's a requirement for application security, which is 6 that we've talked about. There's a separate requirement for user access to the applications. So this is going to cover administration, management, end users, like inputting your credit card number to purchase something online, for example. And then there's a requirement for data integrity and security. And this is a requirement that covers encrypting the information, making sure the information is never leaked out to the public in its clear form, making sure that not all parts of the credit card information are stored together. So PCI really runs the gamut with these 12 requirements of what it can offer or what it's making vendors adhere to for every part of that transaction.
Well, maybe you can talk a little bit about what F5 can bring to that in solving some of those problems of dealing with such a large compliance maze, if you will.
Well, as we discussed with 6.6, that's kind of what we call the gimme for F5, because we have the application firewall proper, and PCI does have that requirement that includes verbatim in the language a web application firewall. So that one's an easy one. But beyond that, with our entire data center solution of products, we offer security products that cover every part of security in the data center itself. So if you just look at our product solution set, we have solutions for secure remote management, secure remote access, secure access to the applications, secure application segmentation. So within the data center proper, we've got a ton of great solutions for security. And then if you look at how PCI is structured to address data centers specifically that handle these credit card solutions and transactions, we're going to fit right on top of that same data center that has to adhere to PCI. So when you look at requirement number three, for example, which is the data integrity requirement, we're going to have a ton of great solutions for you. Again, we're going to have the remote access and secure access with our Firepass product. We're going to be able to support secure data in transit with our SSL Terminator on our local traffic manager. We can actually encrypt specific pieces of data in transit as they come through the transaction with local traffic manager as well. So for a number of the requirements in PCI, we've got solutions that can address those, running again from data integrity to application security to user management, and then down to our own core architecture, where we actually segment the secure portions of our platform away from the non-secure segments of traffic management. So when you install one of our devices in your data center, our devices themselves won't violate PCI. So it's really a complete solution where we don't want to just walk in and say, you know, F5 is just 6.6, because that's not true. F5 really focuses on security for the data center, and PCI addresses security of data through the data center. So it's a really nice match for us.
Can you talk a little bit about collaboration? Because I know that, you know, in dealing with these standards that come up, you know, it seems like there's a lot of industry collaboration going on. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Definitely. With PCI, it's a little different than the ones we've dealt with in the past, like Sarbanes-Oxley or HIPAA, because PCI is, again, from the private sector, and it's got a monetary initiative. So if you process anything from Visa or MasterCard or American Express or the other major banks, you have to adhere to PCI, because that's part of your contract when you become a processor or you accept those cards. So we have this regulation that's been put through completely by the private sector that's meant for private businesses and for private consumers. So it's going to be treated a little different and has been treated a little different than your government regulations like SOX and HIPAA. And in addition, there's a hard deadline. It is actually two hard deadlines associated with PCI that these implementers or these vendors have to adhere to by certain dates. If they go past those dates without adhering to PCI, they get fined by those particular banks. Their processing fees go up. And there's a real issue or implication where a processor may lose their margins on processing credit cards because everything is gobbled up by fines. So with that in mind, with PCI coming out of this private initiative, it's gotten a ton of news coverage, and it's also gotten a lot of debate and controversy, and a lot of people who look at very, very minute pieces of PCI and say, you know, this really isn't strong enough, or this is too strong, or this is ambiguous. So because of that, a committee was formed by the PCI group about 6 months ago called the PCI SSC, the Secure Standards Consortium or Council. And F5 joined that council about 2 months ago. And through that council, our goal is to work with PCI and help them refine these requirements so that they specifically address issues that are in the data center today. And that's kind of our goal with this, is to work with the community, work with other process vendors and credit card vendors to make sure that everybody understands PCI, easy to implement. There's no ambiguity, and it doesn't become an issue that's just challenged in court.
So, Alan, let's go over what we talked about today. So what are the choices for enterprise companies when they are looking at this PCI standard? Again, let's break those down.
Okay. Well, number one, if a vendor or a company or one of our customers is looking at PCI and they have not looked at an implementation solution yet, we highly recommend that they seek out a certified PCI integrator or vendor or reseller or auditor. And there's actually been an entire kind of smaller industry that's cropped up from PCI where companies will go out and offer full consulting services to address the requirements for PCI. So number one, we strongly suggest that our customers go to their standard vendors or their auditors or their consultants that they normally use or seek out new PCI. PCI is such a deep requirement, it's very difficult to address each individual item by yourself. So again, we strongly suggest that they work with an outside vendor for that. And then through those vendors and through our customers directly, we want everyone to understand that we do offer a complete solution set to address many of the requirements in PCI, and it's not just about 6.6, the web application firewall. It's really about security of data on the wire and in transit throughout the entire data center for PCI.
And that deadline is coming up really soon, right?
It is, yes. So we've passed one deadline already. That was September 30th, and that was for the Tier 1 vendors. And again, these are the really large processors, the big bank backends. Our second deadline is coming up is June 30th, 2008, and that's pretty much the final deadline for all tiers. So anybody who is impacted at all by PCI, and again, that's anybody who processes or any corporation that processes or touches credit card data, they must adhere to all 12 requirements by June 30th.
And if folks would like to find out some more information about PCI DSS, where can they go?
So there are two great places to get information on PCI. One is from the consortium itself, and there's information on Visa's site about it. PCI has a site that's dedicated to vendors and customers and processors and anybody who has questions about PCI. And then from our solution set, if you visit our website, f5.com, and browse to our solution center, we have a great white paper that addresses every piece of PCI that we cover, the product or solution that covers that requirement, and how we've implemented that coverage. So you can pull up this white paper and at a very quick glance see, oh, okay, if I need to address 3.2, for example, then these three products will do it. Or how is 6.6 addressed with ASM, our application firewall? That's covered in this white paper.
So again, for more information, you can go to f5.com or to pcidss.com. Alan Murphy is the Technical Marketing Manager at F5 Networks. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Michael.